In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I don't know the origin of the saying, but I'm pretty sure it's an American saying. And that's the saying, you get what you pay for. I just came back last night from the Diocesan Assembly, and we talked about a lot of diocesan business. And at one point they were talking about some function that is some administrative function that's desperately needed in the diocese and how to fund to pay somebody to do it. And then someone suggested, well, perhaps there's someone who'd be willing to do it for free. And then the chancellor of the diocese said, yes, but when we need something done right away, it's hard to say to someone who's doing it for free that they have to do it today, even if they have other things that they need to do. Whereas when you're paying someone, you can say, look, we need this done today. And some people, if they're doing something for free, they're motivated by higher motivations than money. But it's just a truism that when you pay people to do something, they feel a greater responsibility to actually follow through and to do it. It's also true, if you want more of something, you reward it. We talk about taxes. If you want more of something, you subsidize it. But if you want less of something, you tax it. And so if we subsidize bad behavior, which we often do today in our society, and then we tax good behavior, that's a bad thing. Whereas on the other hand, we tax some things that we want less of, like smoking and drinking, and the result has been, in many cases, that we see less of those things. It's also true in another respect. Honor is a kind of a payment that we make. We all like being appreciated. We also want to be like those that we honor and we appreciate. We look up to people. And when we look up to people, we want to be like them in some sense, whether we're even aware of that fact or not. We are emulating, or we try to emulate, people that we admire. On the other hand, mockery is a form of social punishment. We mock things that we don't respect, and as a result, people try to avoid doing those things that are likely to result in them being mocked. And the sad thing is increasingly in our society, we honor people who are immoral, promiscuous, unfaithful, selfish, and greedy. And on the other hand, we mock people who are doing things that ought to be respected. We have celebrities that are celebrated precisely because they have a bad boy or a bad girl image. And on the other hand, we constantly see comedians mocking people who stand for any kind of moral standards. We mock those that don't wish to be hip with whatever is the fashion of the times. And yet we're surprised when we run into people in our actual lives that live according to the things that we honor. If we're at work and somebody does us dirt, we think, well, that's not a very nice thing to do. But, you know, if they were a celebrity, we'd probably think, well, that was pretty cool that they got away with something slick there. But when it's done to us, we're outraged. If somebody cheats us, if somebody lies to us, if they violate a trust, or they show no compassion when we feel like we are in need of compassion, we're offended. If we're married to someone and our wife or our husband runs off with someone else that's a hot young person, you know, younger and better looking than us, we're offended. We say they shouldn't have done that. They made a commitment to us. And yet we're celebrating people in our society that do those very things. Well, when you honor people who do those things, you shouldn't be surprised that people in the real world around you do those things. And when they do it to you, you get what you pay for. What you honor, what you respect, is your way of casting a vote in favor of getting more of that kind of behavior. And what you mock and what you disrespect is your way of casting a vote and saying you want less of those things. If you want people to behave in a virtuous way, and if you want them to be loyal, faithful, self-sacrificing, honest, and giving, you have to honor those things when you see it. And this is especially true when it comes to our fathers. You might not even have noticed it because it's such a thing that's crept up in our society. But if you watch almost any movie that depicts a family, who's the one person that's the boob, the idiot, the fool that's constantly made fun of? It's the father. The children are always clever. They always know so much more than their parents. And the mother, sometimes she's made fun of too, but the father is almost consistently mocked and ridiculed. The scriptures tell us that we're supposed to honor our fathers and our mothers. And honor, in Greek, the word has the connotation of payment. That's the root word that's there. When we talk about honoring God, we honor God by the way that we live. We live a devoted life to show that we are servants of His. We make sacrifices. We give to the church. We give to the poor because we're honoring God. That's what it means to honor. When we honor our Father, we're showing an appreciation for what He does. We're showing that all the work and the time and the sweat that He's put into raising us was something that we actually notice and that we appreciate. And we as spouses who have a husband or a wife that are also our partners in raising our children, it's not just the children that need to honor them, but we need to honor the father or the mother of our children. Because if we don't do that, why would we expect that our children are going to do it? If we disrespect their other parent, why would we expect that they're suddenly going to be the most respectful children in the world? No, they're going to behave in ways that we've encouraged them to do. We have a crisis, especially in our youth in this country, and it's largely due to the absence of fathers in the home. They're either not there at all, or if they are there, they're not really stepping up to the plate. But we shouldn't be surprised, because if you're constantly mocking and ridiculing someone for actually trying to be a father, why would you expect that anyone would want that job? Why would you expect that anyone would be responsible when you, on the one hand, mock them, and on the other hand, you show them no appreciation and no respect? This problem that we have is not just that men one day decided that they didn't want to be responsible. It was because there was no reward that so many of them were seeing in doing that task. Now, in the Orthodox Church, we don't believe in the celibacy of the priesthood, but I once heard an observation by a Roman Catholic as to why they have such a crisis in terms of finding priests that are willing to be celibate. And the reason is there was a time when in the Catholic community, if a young man decided that he was going to dedicate himself to the priesthood and live a celibate life, people really had a deep respect for that. Whereas today, and to some extent, it's the Roman Catholic priesthood who has some share in the blame because of their bad behavior, but that respect is gone. So naturally, there's not very many people who want to do that. When there's no respect, if you're going to ask someone to make that kind of a sacrifice, there has to be some kind of appreciation that's shown, some encouragement that people are giving them, otherwise they're not going to do it. And the same is true of people stepping up to the plate and being good fathers. In our society, fathers have all too often been sidelined, belittled, and treated like ATM machines and sperm donors, quite frankly, and often referred to as sperm donors. Well, when you talk about someone that way, they're going to start behaving that way. Now, I understand why some people use that kind of language, because they're talking about a man who's not being responsible, but on the one hand, the issue is people make bad decisions as who they decide to have a children with in many cases. If you want to have a good father, you need to be thinking about that before you have a child with that person. If they're not living an honorable life on the front end, if they're not showing any kind of signs of being a dedicated, upright citizen, the chances are not good that just because you have a baby with them that something is going to change. But we, instead of belittling fathers, need to try to encourage them. When they do good, we need to honor that. We need to respect that. And we can't be shocked that they don't do it if we refuse to show them the respect that is their due when they do. The point here is not to say that women should never say to their husbands, "I don't think that was a good idea. I disagree with something that you did in terms of disciplining the children." But what it does mean is the wife needs to support her husband. And certainly it's a very bad thing when children see their parents undermining one another. If a father is trying to discipline their children, if the mother comes in front of the child and undermines what they're doing, that means that that child is being taught disrespect what the father was trying to do. And the same is true in the other direction as well. The father can't undermine what the mother's trying to do. If you disagree, you take that away from the child and you discuss that and you talk about how better you could do that. But in front of the child, you should try to support them. I mean, there are some very extreme examples you could probably cite where you can't support them in any way, shape, or measure. But for the most part, you need to present a united front in front of the child and talk about better ways to handle it when you're not in front of them. You need to give a father room to do his job, and you need to try to support him when he's doing it and when he's trying to do it, and encourage him to do it well. If we want men of honor who will sacrifice themselves for their families, we have to show honor to them. We have to appreciate them. It takes both a mother and a father to make a home. They each bring different strengths and virtues to the task of raising up our children, and they both are worthy of love, appreciation, and all the honor that we can give them. Amen.